Welcome to our second Book on Tape newsletter with a few important crop and logistics updates. Again, we appreciate you taking the time to listen. Our first update is regarding weather and spreading logistics. The reality is setting in that this winter season doesn't want to give it up, and we can't complain as long as it means more water for our growers. We would normally be deep into spreading and spraying on alfalfa, top dressing winter grain, soil sampling, and many other projects. The weather is going to shorten an already short season, limiting the window to spread and spray. Our crew is eager to be out in the field getting things done, so when the weather does allow, rest assured, we're ready to put in the long hours to get caught up. That being said, we want to have a realistic and honest conversation about timing for applications and that we may be slightly delayed getting to your field. In all actuality, we have never been as staffed with qualified employees and first-class equipment as we are now, and we don't foresee any issues getting jobs done when needed or ordered. However, we do ask for patience as we get our dispatching and logistics in order following this awesome winter season. Our guarantee is to give it our all every time, so rest assured we will get it done. Our crop advisors will be in close communication with our growers as we ramp up for a busy season. Our second update is regarding crop health and pest issues. As we come out of a long winter with wet, cold soils, the alfalfa and winter grains will be slow to wake up. Proper fertility will play a big role in getting the crops awake and growing quickly to make up lost ground before harvest. Weak areas within a field will be more apt to host pests such as diseases or insects. Aphid can actually read the color of a field and will selectively land in weak or stressed areas as the plant's natural defense system is weaker and they're easier to feed on by the aphid. The Klamath Basin has had problems in the past with blue alfalfa aphid, which creates problems early post-dormancy as the alfalfa begins to grow. Normal insecticides have shown little efficacy and have led to larger blue alfalfa aphid populations later on as they will wipe out the beneficial population of insects that help naturally control the blue alfalfa aphid, such as lacewings and ladybugs. We don't foresee a blue alfalfa aphid problem this spring, but nonetheless, we've brought in newer insecticides to deal with the issue if needed. These insecticides are translaminar and control aphids as they feed rather than by contact. This means that they are selective and will not have a negative impact on the beneficial predators. These insecticides are also effective later on if populations of other aphid species increase, such as pea aphid or green peach aphid. The overall goal is to maintain a balance between your predators and prey and not create a negative cycle of pesticides where you have to continually treat. There is always a lag time between the populations of predators and prey, as the prey typically generates multiple generations very quickly, while the predators are slower to build. Therefore, an insecticide treatment that can slow down the prey and allow the predators to catch up will allow for a more natural and long-term control without overly relying on pesticides. There are a few issues with translaminar products, as they aren't truly systemic, meaning they don't move throughout the entirety of the plant, just through localized tissue. So if the plant is rapidly growing during or just after an application, there will be new leaves and stems that aren't treated. This is why we sometimes need to make a sequential application to get adequate control. It's not that the product didn't work and most likely killed many, many pests. It's that the plant is growing rapidly and the pest population is so high that even if 90% are controlled or killed, the remaining 10% might still be above economic thresholds, requiring another application. Naturally, we hope that this isn't the case, but we do want to be prepared and have an adequate scouting program in place. Our last update is regarding the idea of a free ride. We talked in our last newsletter about giving products a free ride. This refers to adding something to the tank mix that has a positive ROI and is compatible with whatever is being applied. This could be humic acid or orthophosphate with alfalfa herbicides, or foliar fertilizers or biostimulants with potato fungicides, or liquid impregnation on dry fertilizer, or plant growth stimulants with alfalfa insecticides. The possibilities are endless. Giving a product a free ride also reduces the opportunity cost for the grower to get the product out there, as you don't have to invest time into fertigation or another method of application, we will do it for you. Very rarely do pesticide treatments offer a positive ROI. Rather, they are meant to keep you from losing additional money by losing yield or losing quality. There are exceptions where some fungicides have a positive ROI where they show a yield benefit, but typically they do not. Therefore, if you're paying for an application, it's a great opportunity to find a product with proven ROI and give it a free ride. We will wrap up with a few quick reminders. Number one, please make sure to get your bulk truckload orders placed as soon as possible, whether for compost, chicken compost, gypsum, lime, dolomite, or prilled sulfur. Trucking logistics are tight and only getting tighter. Number two, to set up your Grower 360 integration, please call our office at 541-798-5655. These newsletters and book on tape readings of them are available on our website. Again, thank you for your time and good luck.